T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, a party to celebrate the life of someone who died a few years ago ended in another death yesterday on the west side as shooting broke out. The details from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
It happened around 1 o'clock in the morning at Iowa Street and Cicero Avenue in the Austin neighborhood. Friends and family identified the 25-year-old woman who was killed as Terry A. Adams, the girlfriend of the man whose life was being celebrated. Area 4 Acting Deputy Chief Ednardo Gutierrez says an argument broke out at the gathering.
A verbal altercation occurred and somebody began shooting, or multiple people began shooting. Right now it's still preliminary. The detectives are investigating, trying to get witnesses.
In all, police say 7 people were shot. The 6 who were wounded include a 29-year-old man hospitalized in critical condition after being shot in the chest and arm. Police recovered more than 100 shell casings on the street where the shooting happened. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Wisconsin man is dead after apparently jumping into a channel on the Chain of Lakes early Sunday.
The 25-year-old's body was found around 6:30 north of Petite Lake, several hours after Lake County authorities responded and began searching for him. Witnesses say the Kenosha man jumped in the water with his clothes on and tried swimming across the channel. A relative helped him out, but investigators say he then returned to the water, which is when he drowned. An initial investigation by the Lake County Sheriff's Office suggests the man was heavily intoxicated. The drowning remains under investigation. An autopsy is pending. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A young child's in the hospital in serious condition after authorities say the child nearly drowned in a backyard swimming pool. Police in Northbrook say they were sent to the 3500 block of Dauphine Avenue late yesterday afternoon regarding an unresponsive child found in an in-ground backyard pool. Authorities say life-saving measures were performed on the scene and the child was taken to a hospital for treatment. The child's age and gender have not been released.
A Chicago public school student with autism is graduating with multiple scholarships.
18-year-old Kamara Mitchell received her first college acceptance letter 6 months ago, around 8 years after being told by doctors she could not compete academically with her classmates. Mitchell's mom, Calavita Mitchell, tells the Chicago Tribune that her daughter's autism would at times interfere with comprehension and cause her to stop speaking. But despite the disadvantages Kamara faced, she graduated with a 4.0 grade point average and now has 18 acceptance letters and 9 full ride scholarships. The Mitchell family has not yet revealed where Kamara will be attending college. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The trial is scheduled to get underway today for a former Chicago police sergeant charged with pinning a teenager from Park Ridge to the ground late last year. Michael Vitalero is accused of holding the then 14-year-old boy on the ground after accusing the boy of taking his son's bicycle. He is charged with aggravated battery and official misconduct and is expected to plead not guilty.
The Oscars of the food world will announce its winners tonight, and Chicago is again hosting the James Beard Awards.
Chicago may have to be content with playing host, as the city isn't represented in many of the categories. Sepia in the West Loop is a finalist for Outstanding Hospitality. Damar Brown of Virtue in Hyde Park is up for Emerging Chef. An auditing process born out of the Me Too movement has meant one finalist was disqualified in the Best Chef South region, and another tells the New York Times she was interrogated by investigators over social media posts, but allowed to stay in the running. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An air quality alert remains in effect for the Chicago area until midnight tonight. It's because of the wind bringing smoke from wildfires in Canada down across much of the U.S. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency says the alert is issued when air quality is expected to be at or above the unhealthy levels for sensitive groups. They include children and adults with pulmonary or respiratory disease such as asthma. The IEPA says those people should limit prolonged outdoor activity.
The Special Investigations Group in North Suburban Lake County has made a big bust.
A three-month investigation in Lake County by a task force that includes the ATF and Homeland Security has led to the arrest of a Mundelein man who investigators say was caught with nearly 8,000 fentanyl-laced pills. Prior to a search warrant being served at 22-year-old Oscar Pena's home on Friday, undercover detectives acquired three firearms, 15 grams of cocaine, and nearly 2,500 fentanyl-laced pills. An additional firearm was found in the search. Pena has now been charged with nearly two dozen felonies, including armed violence and intent to deliver fentanyl and cocaine. His bail was set at $1.5 million. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Turns out you can eat that. Some Chicagoans use yesterday's beautiful weather to learn about edible plants they didn't know existed in the city.
On his latest Eat the Parks event, professional forager Dave Odd led a group of about 20 foragers around Montrose Beach and Montrose Point, identifying the names and uses of dozens of trees, flowers, grasses, and mushrooms. The Tribune reports participants didn't search for any of the identified plants. Instead, Odd taught them what characteristics to look for in the future. He says the dandelion, which is grown in every temperate zone, is the most obvious edible plant. His favorite parts are the flowers, which he says can be fried or made into vegan honey. But the dandelion's real prize, according to Odd, is the root. He says the root can be cooked and eaten just like potatoes. Vera Black, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.